When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Go! Go! Go!
Get out of here!
Go!
Go! That's us trying to scare bears out of our campsite.
A group of Charlestown dads forming a defense.
Yes.
Go!
Watch out. We have Patagonia and Vineyard Vines. We have string lights hung up at our campsite.
I have never encountered a bear, and I do not know what I would do besides have to change my pants.
And I want to get to Holly because apparently Holly has a bear story too. But at one point, so this campsite sits right next to a small bridge that crosses over this creek. And I had been out fishing in the creek, and as I'm coming back, there was a bear in the site at another point during the weekend. And so they're all yelling, trying to get the bear, to go away. And I can hear this couple walking across the bridge. And the woman says, "Listen, it's not our responsibility. They should know these things." I can hear them having this conversation. I don't know what it's about. But I can hear the woman saying, "Listen, that's not on us. It's on them. Like, that's their problem. That's not our issue. Like, they should know. They should know better." And then the guy says, "Yeah, but it's a bear. We should probably warn them." And then I realize what they're talking about. They have now seen the bear at the campground. So the guy leans over to me as I'm coming out from out of the creek. And he's like, "Hey, I just want to let you know there's a bear in your campground." I was like, "Yeah, he lives there. Thank you. He's just trying to get some food." And he's like, "All right, I was worried. I didn't know if you knew. And I felt it was my obligation to warn you."
What a nice guy.
I was like, "Thank you. That woman you're with, not so much."
Yeah, I don't know how you ended up with her, but thank you.
You're a kind guy. Holly's from Boston. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning.
You worked at a summer camp and you had a bear encounter?
Yeah, so I was working at a summer arts camp up in the Adirondack Mountains in upstate New York, and I was building theater sets, so we used to work till like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning some nights building. So I was walking back to my cabin, which was a little bit farther back on the campus of this camp. And we knew there were bears because, like, the town that this camp was located in, like, their town emblem was 2 black bears. So we knew there were bears.
They tried to warn you.
I'm coming down the pathway. Yeah, I know, right? So I'm coming down the pathway, and sure enough, there is a trash can tipped over, and there is a bear eating out of the trash can directly in my path. So they said if we saw bears, just make a lot of noise and they'll go away, just like you guys did. And so I tried that. I started clapping my hands and stomping my feet and yelling. And this thing backs itself out of the trash can, rears its head up to look at me, and then gets up on its hind legs. And I had a cup of tea in my hand. I just threw the tea and I ran into the nearest cabin, where I proceeded to sit on the floor and cry for an hour.
They're scary, and they make sounds that scare you, and they can climb trees super quick.
Yeah, they're bears. They're nature's killing machine.
I was not going to sit around and wait for this thing to try and chase me or try and do. I was like, I'm not waiting around for that. I have one additional funny story from this place. So one time, the bear broke into the mess hall, or a couple of bears maybe, because it was pretty trash, but we figured out that bears really like smooth peanut butter, but not crunchy peanut butter. Jelly, but not fluff, and white bread, but not wheat bread.
Oh, so they're picky bears you got there.
They're picky bears.
So next time you go, just bring crunchy peanut butter and fluff, and you'll be all right.
You'll be fine. You'll survive just fine. By the way, our campground was called, like, Black Bear Campground. So
I mean, the signs are there.
They are. They are there. Thank you, Holly. Kristen's from Quincy and had a spider encounter while camping this summer.
Yes. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
our spider encounter, this was more of a silly story with our six-year-old. We went family camping at a, you know, family camping ground. And at one point, our six-year-old was having a meltdown in the tent that there was a mummy spider. He kept on saying, there's a mummy spider in here, a mummy spider, a mummy spider. So, you know, remove the spider. It's happy and free outside where it belongs. And I'm asking him, like, how did you know it was a mummy spider? Like, how did you know that? And he looks at me like I was the stupidest person in the whole entire world and was just like, because it didn't have long legs. Duh. Because it's not a daddy long legs.
Okay. It's a mommy spider, not a daddy long legs. Yeah.
I thought you were saying like mummy spider, and I was pictured like someone wrapped up in a sarcophagus spider, mummy spider.
I mean, he could have gone that way too, but no. Again, not a bear encounter, but just a silly camping story, and you know, a mummy spider.
A mummy spider.
It doesn't have long legs.
That's so
daddy
good.
Daddy ones have long legs.
So cute.
So.
Go!
From the 774, Dan.
Yes.
Friend of mine went camping for the first time and brought bear spray, but thought it was used the same way you use bug spray. No, you don't spray.
No, you don't cover yourself in bear spray. Thank God somebody stopped her.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.